This is conductor Paul Hostetter.
I love the PAI program for a lot of reasons. I think that it's a real nurturing atmosphere for music. It's not just about the high school students who come, but it's really for all of us. It's sort of refreshing just to be around a group of very nice people who are all committed to the same thing. There's no political agendas. There's none of the other things that sometimes can get in the way of music making. Here, there's something very pure about it all. And it's a very family-oriented atmosphere as well. Everybody eats together. We spend time together. We hang out outside of the music making and with the faculty, and we're friends. And music made amongst friends is the best kind of music you can make. And that's why I keep coming back. It's magic.
Conductor Paul Hostetter, the Ethel Foley Distinguished Chair in Orchestral Activities for the Schwab School of Music. Dr. Hostetter called what happens at PAI magic. The Performing Arts Institute at Wyoming Seminary in Kingston, just across the river from Wilkes-Barre, is an annual summer intensive experience for students from around the country and around the world. The program features musical theater, dance, vocal and instrumental music, and jazz, and gets underway at the end of June. Wes Poole is interim director of PAI, and Paige Allen is a graduating senior at Wyoming Seminary, and they paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about PAI and its magic.
The Performing Arts Institute is a summer intensive program that is part of Wyoming Seminary and indeed on the campus of Wyoming Seminary every summer, usually from late June through early August. The program itself consists of, well, as I'm learning to think of them, three kind of layers, if you will. First of all, there's the six-week layer that goes from late June until early August. That's the musical theater component. During that time, we go basically from zero to a fully mounted Broadway-style play. Last year, they did Chicago, which my friend Paige here was in, and it was amazing. This year, we're doing Fame the Musical. For all of you children of the 80s, you'll be quite happy to hear about that. So that's the first layer. Then, during the first 4 weeks of the program, starting in early June, we also have the dance component. That's 4 weeks, again, in June and July, and during that time, it's an intensive summer study of all matters dance that culminates in a program recital, if you will, also held in the Kirby Center for Creative Arts on the campus of Wyoming Seminary. Then there is the third layer, the third part. It happens during the last 3 weeks of July. We call that the instrumental vocal program. That is exactly what it says it is. It's the symphony orchestra, wind ensemble, string ensembles, jazz ensembles, and our institute chorus and masterworks chorale. During that time, all of the instruments of the orchestra and jazz ensemble, all voice parts, come together, perform together, collaborate together, different ensembles, and also have the opportunity for private instruction as well. So we tell everyone who comes to PAI that when you come in, you will have the time of your life. It's a life-changing experience. Not my words. I've heard it from any number of quarters. And that you will leave a better artist, a better performer, a better singer, a better player in every way. This we promise.
Given the length of time, the short time, it speaks of intensity, and it also speaks in terms of the quality of the staff you bring on board, and then also the talents of the students.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Actually, it all happens because of our amazing faculty. We have faculty from all over the country, indeed all over the world. These are professional people, most of them on the doctoral or collegiate level, professional performers, seasoned performers, gifted pedagogues. And they don't just teach or teach at or offer instruction. For instance, in the orchestra, you play in the section with them. So you'll have a world-class, say, bassoon player, and I know one now, he's absolutely amazing. And he will be sitting first chair in the bassoon section, but you will get to play with him. He not only teaches for you, but he will model and mentor you as well. So I think that's part of what's unique about our program and one of the reasons why it is so effective and indeed life-changing.
Paige, how long have you been involved with PAI?
I started PAI last year. Last year was my first year doing PAI, but as I've gone to SEM for, this is my fourth year now, I have been very familiar with the program even when I wasn't a part of it and have had tons of friends who have been a part of the program as well.
Chicago, what a demanding show. What kind of an experience was it taking part in Chicago?
It was an absolutely amazing experience. The staff that I got to work with, they're coming back this year, which is extremely exciting. The director, the choreographer, and the music director, all fantastic people who work wonderfully together and work wonderfully with the students. And really, PAI was the first experience I had as a performer where I was treated as a professional, as an equal. I didn't feel like I was in a kid's performance of a show. Even though we're all high schoolers, it did not feel like that at all. It felt like I was doing a show for real, professionally, with professional staff, and they treated us with that kind of respect and really understood that we're artists who are looking to grow and change, and treated us as such.
And indeed, it did not come off like a high school show. I was there with my wife. We simply bought tickets. I had no designs on the position yet. And we sat up in the balcony at the KCCA, and literally, Erica, I sat there with my mouth open most of the time because I could not believe what I was seeing and what I was hearing. There are colleges out there who wish they could do this sort of thing at this level. It was absolutely amazing.
Are you then looking forward to Fame this year?
Fame's a great show. I think it's a great show for this kind of a setting. PAI is a perfect place for a show like Fame to go up. Fame is different from Chicago. I think it's a good change, different style of musical. But obviously, Fame is about a performing arts high school. So yeah. I think it suits PAI so beautifully because you're going to see, I feel like these kids are really going to be able to become their characters because it's so appropriate for PAI. But I think you're also not going to view it as, oh, it's another high school production of Fame. It's going to look like a professional quality show with kids performing Fame.
Yeah, and we didn't want to repeat last year as well. Part of what PAI is about is pushing the envelope as well artistically, and we wanted to do something that we felt would be a departure and yet still be something that PAI could do and do well. And if you look back at our history of musical theater, we've been all over the place. We've done West Side Story, Sweeney Todd. Paige, help me out here. It was probably
In the Heights. Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum has been done in recent years. It's been really all over the board, from more classical stuff to Mystery of Edwin Drood was done years ago. So it's really been all over the board between more traditional musicals and then Chicago, which was kind of more cutting edge. You know, high schools are not normally afforded the rights to do that show. It was very difficult to get the rights, but it was explained PAI is not a high school program. Even though they're high school age kids, the program is at a level so much higher that we were able to take on these kind of harder musicals.
And you draw students not only from the Wyoming Valley and Pennsylvania and the Mid-Atlantic states, but from around the world.
Oh, yes, indeed. We recruit heavily in Asia. We have a lot of orchestral players that will be coming to us, boarding students from China in particular. My colleague, John Vita, went and did recruiting and auditioning all over Asia at the end of last year, and so we've got a lot of students coming from there. Yes, we look wherever we can go. We may recruit in Europe, we may recruit anywhere we can find good students. That's part of what we're about.
There is a remarkable orchestral conductor who has been coming to PAI over the years.
Paul Hostetter.
Yes, Paul Hostetter. Is he coming back?
Yes, Paul Hostetter will be with us week one. He's the director of orchestral studies at Schwab School of Music at Columbus State University in Georgia. Yeah, very well thought of. He's part of the PAI family. And he's already sent me some selections of some of the repertoire we're going to be doing. In particular, we're going to be doing Movement 1, Trauermarsch, from the Mahler Fifth. I can't wait. Sometimes I just can't believe I have the privilege of working with these people. And he's really a wonderful guy and a gifted musician. Whenever you have a question about anything, he's right there. He's just a super, super guy. And then week two, another name. We're going to drop familiar names from Northeast Pennsylvania. Maestro Larry Lowe will be with us. And we will be doing, among other things, pictures from an exhibition. It's going to be a program of really challenging and exciting rep. We're really looking forward to it.
And so that's another thing, Wes and Paige, that it's not just the opportunity to be with good players, but the repertoire is challenging.
We set the bar high. We set the bar high. We make that promise, but we have the faculty and the pedagogical prowess to back it up.
And you mentioned Victor Leva. Is he back?
He will be back with us week three. Don't have any rep yet from Victor, but I'm sure it's going to be a great week. He'll be with us for the final week of the instrumental vocal program leading up into our big gala that we do at the end of that on Saturday evening.
And Victor, of course, member of the esteemed Leva family and ties to this area going so far back. We remember his father, Ferdinand, and he's gone off and made his mark but doesn't forget, and you invite him to come back and be part of that. And jazz performers.
Let's not forget about our jazz component. Among other people, Rich Thompson, who is the associate professor of jazz studies and contemporary media at no less than Eastman, will be with us for week three. And Rich, apart from being a really nice guy, and I've just gotten to know him over a couple of phone calls and emails, is a master of the jazz drum kit. So we are looking forward to having him And I'm a big fan of jazz myself. And also on Thursday nights during the last 3 weeks of July, down at the Riverfront Amphitheater in Wilkes-Barre, we're going to be offering a concert composed mainly of our faculty and small ensembles who are going to come and present a program for the community on Thursday evenings in July. So we can't wait for that. That's going to be great. Can't wait to see what they come up with.
And you do want us to come to these mostly free performances, and we'll get fully satisfying performances no matter what the genre.
Come and be entertained. We promise that. Whether it's the musical theater, whether it's classical music, whether it's jazz, whether it's choral music, whatever it is you like, come and be entertained, because it will be at the level that you would expect.
And tell us about working in this new space, the Kirby Center for Creative Arts on the campus.
Oh, what an amazing facility. We even use it in our tagline now on all of our brochures. This is where we play. It's completed in 2014, I believe, a state-of-the-art facility where we can mount those full Broadway plays. We can put on an entire symphony orchestra concert. We can make the space more intimate for smaller ensembles. We even have projection screens that can be used in place of set pieces. And a state-of-the-art booth and board, which I'm learning a little bit at a time, thanks to one of my colleagues over there. Just an amazing place to play and sing and perform. We are so fortunate to have it. In the past, we used the Kirby Center downtown for our bigger productions, but now we're able to bring all of that in-house, which is just an incredible thing.
Yes, I attend Wyoming Seminary during the year for school, and I cannot say how lucky I am to have been a student at Wyoming Seminary and a student at PAI when this building has been constructed. The fact that that's my home, that's where I do shows. I've done so many shows there over the past few years. And to have a space like that, many other schools are not gifted with the kind of space that we have. And it's state of the art from all the technology. We have an acoustical shell that gets put up for choral performances to help with acoustics. But then it's such a huge stage and shop that we were able to in Chicago. We had this multi-level set that looked like it was a jail, and lighting. We can run the sound of Lincoln Center off of our board.
Sure.
It's crazy the kind of resources that we're afforded, and being able to have it right on campus, right where we already rehearse in years prior, doing shows at the Kirby Center. You get on the stage basically a day or two before you have to put up the performance. You're rehearsing mainly in smaller spaces, and then you have only a few days on the actual stage where you're going to be performing, versus here at the Kirby Center for the Creative Arts.
We can live in that stage.
Yeah, you're in it all summer, and so it really becomes your home, your space, and very familiar with it and used to it and able to be used for all of the programs get to use the stage.
Yeah, really. All genre can perform there. It's just really a wonderful place to live and work and make art.
Well, we're here and we have the opportunity to talk not only to the community to say come and be entertained, but also you still are accepting applications?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Absolutely.
We will be accepting applications well into June. We have plenty of spaces left, and We would love to have you come out and apply. You can audition by a recording via YouTube link, or if you would like, you can come see me in person and we'll bring an accompanist and we can do it one-on-one that way. It's a very simple process. Most of it can be done online. Actually, all of it can be done online at wyomingseminary.org/PAI. And all of the applications, all of the teacher recommendation forms, it's all there on the website.
After graduation, what are your hopes?
Well, I'm going to be attending Princeton University in the fall, which I'm very excited about, and I'm going to be pursuing a certificate of theater there. That's their equivalent of a minor. They don't have a major program in theater studies, but the cool thing about Princeton's theater program is they just created a new music theater certificate that I'm looking at possibly doing, and they're building a brand new center for the arts that's going to open in the fall. So I've been so lucky to get this brand new center for the arts at my high school, and now I'm going to go to college and get a brand new center for the arts as well. But when I attended PAI, I knew I loved theater, and I knew I loved performing vocally and as an actress and dancing. But after PAI is when I really realized that I wanted to pursue it further, and I wanted to study it and then perhaps pursue it even further than that. And PAI really gives you that intensive learning experience where this is what it's like to give your life to something like this and to truly study it. And so after PAI was when I really knew that I wanted that to be part of my future.
Another SEM PAI success story.
Wes Poole, interim director of PAI, and Paige Allen, a graduating senior at Wyoming Seminary, speaking with us about the Performing Arts Institute at Wyoming Seminary in Kingston, just across the river from Wilkes-Barre, an annual summer intensive experience for students from around the region, around the country, and around the world. The program features musical theater, dance, vocal and instrumental music, and jazz, and gets underway at the end of June. The musical theater and dance programs begin June 25th. The vocal, instrumental, and jazz programs begin on July 9th. For more information, on the web, wyomingseminary.org/PAI, wyomingseminary.org/PAI, the Performing Arts Institute at Wyoming Seminary in Kingston. For more information, on the web, wyomingseminary.org/PAI. And if you're interested in attending the regular performances throughout the summer, just check that website and they'll have a schedule as the weeks go on, and you can see what programming you will be able to hear, the jazz or the PAI Symphony Orchestra or the Masterworks Chorale or the Wind Ensemble, the jazz bands and so on. All that information, wyomingseminary.org/PAI.